Welcoming in our friend Ryan Hannibal of WEEI and WEEI.com in Boston. Hello there, Ryan.
Hi, Rich. How's it going?
Very well. You enjoying some of this fine weather your way?
Oh, yeah. It's probably, you know, the second day of nice weather, and I guess it's a sign of spring's here. So that's good news for sure.
Absolutely. Good news there. And news out of Patriots land today with a not unexpected signing, a one-year deal for Cam Newton. What's it all mean, and did you expect this?
Yeah, no, I guess as the last couple of weeks have gone on, I kind of did expect it. You just look at the free agents that were going to be available, and the way you look at it is Cam Newton in year two with better, you know, weapons. Is that better than one of those free agents in year one with the Patriots? And I think that's the case. I think that's indicative of what was available to them, and it wasn't a great free agent crop. And so they went out and got the guy that they know. And I think the thing to keep in mind is this doesn't mean that Cam Newton is the starting quarterback in week one. It was a low-risk contract, only $5 million base and a lot of incentives up to $14 million. So this doesn't preclude them to going out and getting another player. I think that they actually will, whether that's another free agent, a trade, the draft. I think it's a good move because it gives them flexibility and leaves them in a situation where they're not like last year where they're scrambling to find a quarterback, you know, come June and July.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You don't want to be left hanging. If nothing else, they've got a proven guy back there, but I would think it also gives them some leverage going forward.
Oh, definitely. And I think that, you know, I think the other thing that people aren't talking about with Cam is his ability to recruit free agents. I think when you look at the other quarterbacks, none of those guys could get other players to join the Patriots. And Cam, whether, you know, he did have a down year last year, but people around the league and other players to look at him at that MVP 2015 Cam. And I think they would want to play with Cam in New England. So I think that's something to keep in mind is that he could actually recruit players to the Patriots come the next week or so.
And moving forward to some good news, as you reported earlier this afternoon on WEEI.com, this team's got a lot of cap space left.
They do, the third most in the NFL, and that's the biggest thing is that you look at Cam and what he could do, what he did last year with, you know, probably the worst weapons in the NFL, and now you have upwards of $60 million in cap space for Bill Belichick to work with. There's no doubt he's going to go out and add a wide receiver or two, a tight end, you know, probably three wide receivers and more. So he has all this money to spend. The offense will be that much better next year, and you would think Cam Newton in his second year in the system with better weapons will be much better than he was a year ago. And I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, an MVP or anything like that, but he'll be much better than he was a year ago, and I think that this team could certainly make the playoffs next year.
And looking ahead to the draft, quarterback likely to be a target there, is it too early to know about specific guys they might be thinking about?
I mean, if you're going to think about at number 15, it's probably going to be Trey Lance out of North Dakota State if he falls, Justin Fields of Ohio State if he falls, and then Mac Jones out of Alabama, if you want to take a shot at him. And to me, those are interesting guys. And, you know, obviously it's early in the process. They still have a lot of pro days and interviews and all that to go. So we'll see what happens. But I think that they have all options on the table. And I wouldn't even rule out a potential trade up. Like, I wouldn't rule that out for Bill Belichick if he really likes one of those guys. So, they have the flexibility, the draft picks, the capital trade if they wanted to. And so they kind of have their pick if they so choose.
And you think Jimmy Garoppolo may still well be option A for the team?
I do. I think that he's still been their guy since the season ended, and I'm still put of the mind that San Francisco is not going to get rid of him. But if he were to become available, I think they'd be the first team to pick up the phone. And having Cam Newton certainly wouldn't, you know, not allow them to do that. I think with Garoppolo, you'd have a good backup because of his injury history. So just because Cam Newton's on the roster doesn't mean they could still go out and get Garoppolo, but I just think he fits the system so well. He knows it. They know what they have in him. He's a game manager, and I think he's their option A, but I think that they know that it's a long shot, but they want to be ready just in case.
We're talking with Ryan Hannibal here on Downtown. Well, it obviously didn't generate the buzz of the Newton signing today, but I think a very important re-signing by the Patriots, bringing back a special team superstar in Justin Bethel.
Yeah, I think that's one of the underrated moves, and that's what Bill Belichick does over the years. He gets these core special teams players that play big roles, and I think that you team him up with Matthew Slater, you have arguably the best special teams unit in the NFL. And we've seen in big games how important special teams are. Just look at the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So I think it's an underrated move by the Patriots, and it's not obviously going to, you know, change a lot with terms of wins and losses next year, but it just makes their special teams one of the better units in football, and that's sort of the identity of the Patriots. So it was a sign that needed to be made.
So getting a quarterback in the fold, what would you say is the next top priority for the team?
It has to be wide receiver / tight end. I think they have to go out, address the weapons, and make sure that they have a significant upgrade from a year ago. And just looking at the roster, you know, Julian Edelman, he's no guarantee to come back. And even if he does come back, he's probably not going to be the same player that he was for so many years. And then N'Keal Harry, who knows what happens with him, reportedly on the trade block this week. So even if he does come back too, he's not a guy you can count on. So I think you need to go out and get an actual number one, number two wide receiver to count on and be a guy that can be dependable and to have players on the roster play their roles. Like Jacoby Myers wasn't a number two receiver last year. He's probably a number three or number four. And if you add a couple guys to the top of the depth chart, that puts the players like him in roles that they're best suited for. And then tight end, you have to upgrade there too. You have the rookies are going to their second year now, Devin Asiasi and Dalton Keene, but you need a veteran to go along with them. So I'd expect a veteran tight end to be a big target come next week.
The other big signing of the day involves a former Patriot quarterback, Tom Brady, with a 4-year extension from Tampa Bay. What does that contract really mean?
It really means it's only 1 year. They got those voidable years that we've been so, you know, well informed on with the Patriots these last couple of years. But it's once again Tom Brady doing his team a service, taking a cap hit basically. So they have $19 million more in cap space to play with, and that allows the Bucs to go out and keep their own guys intact, which makes it, that's what it seems like. They want to keep the same team in place that won the Super Bowl, but also they have a chance to go and add some free agents. And let's just say, hypothetically, the Patriots move on from James White. I think he'd be a great player to end up in Tampa Bay and play with Tom Brady. So just that's Tom Brady doing what he's done over the last several years, is, you know, restructuring his deal for the team, and they can go out and spend the money.
It seems like this happened about a week and a half ago, but it didn't. But a guy who should know, Dante Scarnecchia, says it's a good idea. It was a good idea for the Patriots to go get Trent Brown.
Yeah, I think that's obviously wasn't one of the biggest needs going into the offseason. But when you look at the Patriots and their offensive line, you could use some depth there. You don't know what's going to happen with Marcus Cannon. You could potentially move Michael Onwenu inside. You don't know what's going to happen to Isaiah Wynn. So just adding another guy who you know very well, who knows the system, was a good move. They didn't give up much, just a swap of fifth-round picks, so it didn't really cost them. And to me, it showed them that they were aggressive. They could have waited for the Raiders to release him, but they didn't. They made the move, and I think that could be a sign of things to come next week, that they will be aggressive and make sure they get the guys that they want instead of waiting for them to potentially become available.
Ryan Hannibal of WEEI. Check out, I have not had a chance to listen yet. I will after the show, an emergency edition of the Off Day podcast with you and Andy Hart reacting to the Cam Newton news today. Ryan, we appreciate you coming on and making time for us. As always, have a good weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Anytime, Richard, too.
Ryan Hannibal on Downtown, getting us started on a busy Friday afternoon.